So Omar Rabba says, listen, Harei Meis, Harei Kovrei Mechichalov. Like now, 2 weeks later, the person did die. He's in his kever. So we should go Bosa Hashtar to say that right now the person is dead. And when he wrote the shtar, he said he was sick, he was in bed. So most probably he did not get well in between. And therefore he died from that sickness. And therefore the matana is a good matana. Omalai Abaya, Abaya said back, no. Hashtu masvina. Madach in the case of a ship, where the ship drowns. The halacha is, shiriba labe, the most people die. Most people drown. Still, if a wife is back home, and she hears that her husband drowned in the ship, noistin aleihem chum mechaim chum mereisim. If we are not sure, we do not have Adam 100% that he drowned, we just do not know where he is, so we give him a chumrah that he's still alive, and a chumrah that he's a nais. In other words, his wife cannot remarry yet. She's called a niguna in such a case, even though most probably he did die. So now, choylin, here the person was only sick. Shiroid choylin lechayim. Most people that are sick do become well. Is so makoshkin, isn't it for sure that we should say that maybe at least he became well in between? And therefore, that first matron he had a right to retract from. So the matron is not a good matron. So therefore, even though he died later on, but maybe the person has no right to receive the matron? Tomorrow says back, Omer Rafu, the brother of Yeshua, Kamanas, Lehoshmat, to the rabbi, who does this halacha that the rabbi's shot? Who does it go like? To Rabbi Nosson. It goes according to Rabbi Nosson. So that rabbi said, Yishno, Haramais, Varei, Kovrei, Marchi, Cholov, so that goes according to Rabbi Nosson. In other words, it's such a matzah that you go both to Chazoka, the Hashtar. The way you find them right now, that's the way he was then also. That's like Rabbi Nosson's swara. The Tanya went out like this. Mi Maitzi Miyadmi. Who is Maitzi Miyadmi? Who could take out the money? Mi Maitzi Miyadmi. Ram says, Matona Shenkosu Bodaloshim Matnas Bodaloshim Matnas Shimura. Kimas Lisan. We're not sure if the person was a Shimura or not when he wrote the Matona. And later he wants to retract. Who could be Maitzi Miyadmi? So tell the Lord here, who Maitzi Miyadmi in Blaraya? He the Shimura. He has a right to take it away from them without a proof. The Haim, but then the Mekabel Hamatana, and Maitzin Miyad the Elavaraya, they can only take it away if they have a proof. Tivu Rabbi Kiva, Tivu Rabbi Yaakov. These are the words of Rabbi Yaakov. In other words, the Maitzin, he's a Cheskes Merakamna. So we go boss him, he's a Cheskes Merakamna. He owned it before. He has a right to say, yes, he was a Shimura at the time when he wrote it, and now that he's a will, he wants to retract. Rabbi Nosson Leimanor, Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Nosson Leimer, Oimer, and Boruhu, if he's healthy right now, then all of Lehavirai, he has to bring the proof. Shehoye Shchimura, that he was a Shchimura then, because if he's healthy right now, we'll say most probably just the way he's healthy now, that's the way he was then also. The Shchimura, and the opposite way. Let's say in Shchimura who, let's say right now he is a Shchimura, and so then we say that's the way he was at the time when he wrote the Matana. And therefore, he has a right to retract. And if they want to say no, he was healthy, they are the ones that have to bring the proof. So, the way he is right now, that's the way he was before also. But this Omer Rebbe says, the same machlokes applies to Lukas Tumor also. Tetnan went like this. Because if you have a valley, in the summertime, when the sun is out, Rishus HaYochid, the Shabbos, Rishus Rav Natumma. It has look like Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos. It has mechitzas around there, so they can carry there. Mashem came to Yochid Tumma. Here we run out from a Saita, that we have a Sufik, if you touch Tumma or not. So if you're in Rishus Rav, then it's Tor. If you're in Rishus HaYochid, you're Tor. So here this Bika, since Lamayis, more than three people go there, it's still the Rishus Rav. What about the rainy season? Rosh Hashanah Yochid, the Kanal Kan, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid both ways. Even for Tumah, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid. But if you have a doubt whether you touch Tumah there, you become Tamim and Asafik. And since nobody walks there in the rainy season, it's considered like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. On this, Omar Rava said, Leishon Welish, Leover, all of you must have shown him. It's only if the rainy season didn't go by yet. I will over all of you must have shown him. If the rainy season went by already, then the law is, even later in the next summer,
through the remains of Rosh Hashanah. But if there's still people to not walk through here. So Rav Lozer meant to say, the same Machlokes see is that if you have a doubt when you went in there, you do not know if you went in there in the summertime or in the wintertime, you have a doubt whether it was Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah. So again, we go both the way it is right now when you realize it. If right now it's the winter, we say it was probably one in the winter, and therefore you are Tomei, and if it was in the summer, then we'll say it's fitted like Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you'd be Tohor. Now it says, now we'll go to the Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Chachamim, one Chachamim, say, the Loch in our Mishnah is, HaMoitzei Mechaveri Olav Araya. Now they say, no, the Mechabel HaMatono, he has the right to keep, you forget, the Noitzen has the right to keep it, the Chachamim say, and therefore, the Mechabel, the one that wants to receive the present, he has to bring a proof to say that he was a Bori. Otherwise, we believe the person, the Noitzen, that says he was a Shchimera. That's what the Chachamim say. That HaMoitzei Mechaveri Olav Araya. And if a mayor says no, that the Noitzen has to prove it. So Shiloh, what's the machlokes, and what type of a proof do you have to bring? So Mor says, Raya B'mai.